Good morning, everybody, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish with my daily podcast during Elul Daily Insight number 6 today on my channel, Let There Be Light. We're moving on with our study of chapter 27, Perek of Zion of Tehillim Psalms, and the reason why we study this, the month of Elul, is that this was chosen by the rabbis to be the concluding part of our liturgy, the morning and evening prayers, and it talks about David's everlasting search for closeness to God. We're moving on to the next verse, which says, "Bekrov olai mereim lechols b'tzari tzarai v'ovaili hem kashul v'nafalu." So basically what this means is, a loose translation is that King David says when his tormentors come close to him to consume him, to literally devour his flesh, they will end up stumbling and they will end up falling. And this doesn't just refer to King David, but rather he's extending this understanding to all men of faith, that when tormentors come upon a person, it is they that even when they come upon a person to consume their flesh, so to speak, God forbid in an extreme way, it is they who will stumble and fall. But the struggle that we have in understanding this verse is that we know is that many righteous people over the years, over the last centuries, even beyond centuries, have really suffered gruesome, sometimes gruesome deaths at the hands of their tormentors. And the greatest people of faith have suffered tremendously. So how do we reconcile that reality with what King David says? And I want to share with you a very powerful insight from one of the Meforshim, one of the commentators on Tehillim over here, Psalms, and that is the Alshech. The Alshech says something, and that he says this. If you look carefully at the verse says, "Bekrov olai mereim lechols b'tzari." When my tormentors come, they want to consume my flesh. Ultimately, the essence of a person is not his body. It's not his or her body. It's not his or her flesh, but rather their nefesh, their spirit, and their soul. So the tormentors may want to consume someone's flesh, may want to destroy them physically, and unfortunately, sometimes they may even succeed. But a man of faith knows that their essence is not their bodies, but rather their essence is their souls, and the souls cannot be touched by the tormentors. The soul is something that we have ultimate control of, even in times of distress. As the famous writings of Viktor Frankl in book Man's Search for Meaning, is he writes that even when he was in the depths of the Holocaust, as an inmate in the concentration camps, he came to the realization that the Nazi oppressors can control everything. They can control how much they ate and how much they drank and how much they suffered physically. But one thing they couldn't control, and that was their presence of mind. The spirit of every single person was not be able to control by the Nazis and their oppressors, but rather by the person himself or herself. And that really underscores for us is what the nefesh is about. The nefesh is about that we have control over our nefesh. Yes, people may try to hurt us from the outside, but the inside is our nefesh. So how do we sustain our nefesh? And that is the theme of this chapter over here. There's so much distress in the outside world. There's so much chaos, and there's so much strife, and there's so much conflict, and there's so much there's so much misfortune and tragedy. But we have to remember that our nefesh must remain intact. Our nefesh is sustained by the Almighty. Our nefesh is anchored to the when it is anchored to the Almighty, is sustained by the Almighty. So b'karvo amalareim, when my tormentors try lechol spesari, to consume my flesh, let us remember, hey makashu nafo, they will ultimately fail, because I am not defined by my body, but I am rather defined by my nefesh. I wish you a meaningful day and a meaningful journey in the month of Elul.